Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Jamaica's Maroons demanding an apology from Prime Minister Andrew Holness, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. The Maroons in Jamaica are demanding an apology from Prime Minister Andrew Holness. They are expressing hurt and disappointment after the Prime Minister on Sunday made this statement that his administration does not recognize any group as a sovereign state.
Jamaica is a unitary sovereign state. There is no other sovereign authority in Jamaica other than the government of Jamaica. I want that to be absolutely clear. None. And under my leadership, not one inch of Jamaica will come under any other sovereign authority.
This TVG News report has the reaction of the Maroons.
There's a sense of disappointment among Maroons here in Akongpong, St. Elizabeth.
I don't. Well, what the Prime Minister said, he wrong, because they have already know that Maroon Town is a state within a state. We are a sovereign set of people, loving, kind.
We lose off our Prime Minister. Whenever I speak, you know, say something like that about Maroon, we don't think we're going to win the next time, the next election. Yeah, man, in disrespect, Maroon. I live where I live good.
Just like how we live?
Just like how we live.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Peace and love there.
Peace something. And love.
Why would he say something like that?
Is
he drinking? We need to take him to kinder, make him find us that we are the most powerful person in this world. Not him.
You need to come and apologize to us because we are not a gorilla. We are a decent citizen.
Is he crazy?
I'm a gorilla. Because I cannot rule your country. You cannot rule your constituency.
Look at murder going up there.
Chief of the Akongpong Maroons, Richard Curry, is urging dialogue.
For those who are leaders are responsible for maintaining proper communication and not allow themselves to mislead or misdirect the energies of a particular situation, because it could be detrimental.
He insists the situation needs to be de-escalated going forward.
More responsible and respectful communication, because I've always been asking for communication and dialogue. So for us, it's really about ensuring that, you know, as leaders, we have a responsibility and a duty to the people to ensure that when we communicate effectively, clearly, and also seek all measures that are available to de-escalate and address situations before they become otherwise.
I think the first step the Prime Minister should take is apologizing to the Maroons publicly.
The Maroons contend their sovereignty hinges on this treaty signed between their forefathers and British colonizers in 1738. From Akongpong, St. Elizabeth, Giovanni Dennis, TVJ News.
On the campaign trail in Barbados now, amidst call for the government to say whether it will continue with an International Monetary Fund program if re-elected, Prime Minister Mia Mottley said her administration will decide on the way forward at the right time. More from Barbados today.
There is no government that has been more transparent about its dealings with the International Monetary Fund than this government. And when the program finishes, we will do the assessment to see what is needed. But you don't do the assessment before looking at the outturn figures.
On the Democratic Labour Party platform, President Verla de Pisa raised questions about whether the Barbados Labour Party is heading into the January 19 election as a house divided.
Can you imagine? You have 30 seats. Some will say 29 and one in opposition. So I will give that. You have 29 of 30 seats, and you have the temerity to stand and face the people of Barbados and talk about how we are divided, and you need to have unity, and there needs to be one voice. That division will have to be inside your house.
The deputy leader of the Alliance for Progress Party, Lynette Eastman, says her team is on a mission to restore democracy in Barbados and will ensure every citizen has a voice. But she says in order for this to happen, voters must go out and cast their ballots.
In 2018, we became so disgusted that we felt that we had to put an end to that government. At this point in time, we need to ensure that in Parliament, we have representatives of not just the traditional parties, but the newer parties that have emerged, such as the Alliance.
Guyana has recorded an additional 1,019 new COVID cases in 24 hours. That has pushed the number of active cases in the country to 7,613. Here's Guyana News Source.
Minister of Health Dr. Frank Anthony is warning persons who are experiencing flu-like symptoms that they should isolate themselves or get tested, since those flu-like symptoms could actually be COVID-19 symptoms.
What we have seen is that with the current surge, with the Omicron variant, that the disease resembles more like a flu. The symptoms are similar because most people now who are infected with the Omicron variant, they will present with stuffy nose or runny nose, sore throat, some headache and things like that. So these are similar signs to persons who would get flu.
While Guyana is still to officially confirm the presence of the fast-spreading Omicron variant in the country, health officials suspect that it is that presence of the variant that is responsible for the sudden increase in new cases.
A telecommunications situation in St. Lucia, in which an opposition-held radio frequency is being used allegedly illegally, remains unresolved. As NBC Prime News continues to report, Dominica's Kyrie FM is associated with the frequency, one which it held originally. Warnings of punitive measures expected to be taken will apparently likely target both Sky FM of the United Workers Party in Castries and Kyrie FM in Roseau. Here is the latest NBC Prime News report on the matter, in which the government of St. Lucia has confirmed that it is moving to remove Sky FM off the airwaves.
Despite a $1 million fine and a possible prison sentence hanging over the heads of the owners of the 93.1 radio frequency, its band of polarizing and staunchly aligned UWP supporters employed at the station continue to fire on all cylinders, almost 3 months after Telecommunications Minister Stevenson King issued a stop order. Sky FM was incorporated in 2019. And subsequently took over the 93.1 radio spectrum, which is still legally owned by Dominican company Nature Island Communications Corporation, or Kyrie FM. Documents show Kyrie FM's license to operate in St. Lucia on 93.1 expired in 2020, the same year Sky FM took over. Over the last 2 years, Sky FM has been seemingly operating without the legally required authorizations from local and regional telecommunications regulators.
Why is Sky FM still broadcasting?
Well, as you know, it's known that Sky FM is operating on a frequency that they ought not to operate on. In other words, they are operating illegally. But we are a government that takes things in stride. We want to ensure that all legal remedies have been dealt with before any action is taken.
Documents obtained by NBC Prime reveal a maze of irregularities with Sky FM's paperwork and an eye-opening conflict of interest at the top of the state-owned agency with direct oversight on the administrative process, the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission. However, before hitting Sky FM's kill switch, Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre says authorities are pursuing other amicable options to compel its illegal operators to sign off for good.
Sky has been written officially, and they've been told that they are on the air. they ought not to be on the air because the frequency is not theirs. They refuse, they are breaking the law, and they refuse to listen. So I think the minister who is in charge of that sector and the Minister of Information and Broadcasting will take the necessary action.
Although a timeline was not specified, Telecommunications Minister Stevenson King last November also gave assurances the appropriate action will be taken to compel Sky FM, which is currently in breach of the Telecommunications Act, to conform to the law. Rihanna Isidro, NBC Prime.
A 15-year-old girl and a 25-year-old man were shot and killed at a house in Roehampton District, St. James, on Wednesday. The teen girl was said to be missing from last year. More from Jamaica's CVM News.
15-year-old Tonian Reed and 25-year-old Shane Spencer of Roehampton District in St. James were shot and killed by unknown assailants in the community on Wednesday. Reports from the police are that about 2 a.m. residents heard explosions and summoned them. Upon their arrival, Spencer and Reed were found in a house with gunshot wounds all over their bodies. They were taken to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. Albert Reed, the father of Tonian, told our news team that his daughter ran away from home last year.
Any reason, I'm tell him if you come home. I said, Tonian, whatever you do, I realize I can't stop you. So, come home. I just want you to come home. I just want to steer in you with what you do. And guide you. You know, just come home back. And he said, Daddy, I come home. And then I go find my daughter, dead.
Reed says he wasn't aware that his eldest daughter was living in close proximity to him all this time.
Just if me know say my day, maybe me could have tried to get him back or something, but people see him and realize that him can change his identity and change up him bleach out and all of them something. So people don't recognize that she.
The emotionally overwhelmed father expressed his love for his daughter.
I don't know if I cope right now because I love my daughter. Her mother run away for three of them get for me and me take care of Tony and come here and send her to school. Me have it. Me not have it easy in my young days, me tell her. Three of them, me raise them without a mother.
Tonian would have celebrated her 16th birthday in February. Robian Williams for CVM Live.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 14th January. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.